Because right now, I am joined by Jaden and Jesse from the band Daily J. How are you guys?
Good, mate.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, good. How's the morning been so far?
Pretty standard. Just woke up a little bit late and had a coffee and read a bit of my book. And then I wandered down a hill. I live really close to our studio, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
What book are you reading?
It's The Collector, I think it's called. It's quite an old book. It's about this guy who's sort of a butterfly collector and he's a bit twisted. Yeah, it's getting quite juicy at the moment, actually.
Nice. You guys are currently on tour for your Scatterbrains tour. Is that a big part of your ritual, reading?
To be honest, I've never really been a huge reader, but my girlfriend is a big bookworm and it's getting me back into it. And I'm bloody hoping it helps make our songwriting a bit better in the future. We'll see. Stay tuned.
Is it getting the creative juices flowing? Is it hard to read because you kind of get inspired by it?
Yeah, I think naturally it would, eh? But to be honest, it's just trying to not watch as much TV.
Nice. So whereabouts are you guys at the moment?
Yeah, we're up in Auckland, based here as a band at the moment.
We're off to Aussie in two and a bit weeks.
Nice.
And soon to head over there and do some shows. But yeah, in Auckland at the moment.
Exciting. Yeah. And how do you guys usually prep for tour shows, especially going overseas to Aussie?
There's a lot of sort of arranging things around and getting everyone in the same place to do a lot of practice, really, is the main thing for this tour as well. We've got a lot of new songs we're playing, obviously, so getting everyone up to speed and feeling nice and comfortable is probably the main thing, I suppose.
Nice. Yeah. And you have very recently released the track Cheap Tequila Sunrise. How has it been getting that out in the world, the reception to it?
Yeah, it's been great so far. Right? We've had a lot of positive feedback and people loving the song, which is great. And I think it really sets up the album pretty well. That's released, it's coming out pretty soon. So it's a new sort of sound in a way for us, but it definitely is going to sort of make sense when the album comes out and whatnot. So yeah, we're pretty excited. But great feedback so far. It's
nice. Awesome. The song, kind of the start of it at least, kind of laments on spirals of not feeling as you once quite did and youth and things like that. Where did the inspiration come from for that song?
Yeah, it's sort of, I think it's such a relatable topic for a lot of people. I mean, we've been doing this for a little while now and been really hungry for that break and things are going really well, but I think a lot of our songs and a lot of our music are pretty honest reflections of where we're at, and that song is no different. It's basically about wanting to be a kid again before everything got too real, and I think it's such a relatable topic in this day and age.
Nice.
So much going on in the world.
What was the process behind creating it?
Cheap Tequila, I've got to remember back now. It's sort of been sitting on it a while. I think it was Johnny and I. Johnny plays bass in the band. We sort of started it a long time ago. And it was kind of random for us, because normally we write and real chill laid back tunes, whereas this is a bit more of a stomper. So I'm waffling on a bit. I can't really remember, to be honest.
Oh, it's great. And the music video is pretty amazing. I loved it. I think it's so cool. Kind of set in this, I guess, the modern reference Saltburn-esque English manner. And the production and the costuming is just amazing. Where did the idea for it come from?
Well, I think it sort of does reflect the song, the meaning of the song pretty well, as far as, waking up each morning and already wanting to, come home from work and all that sort of stuff. So it was actually Dylan Martin, who's a videographer and photographer and whatnot for the band. He knew of the place, and we got pretty lucky as well, getting the place for, a really nice, cheap price and a few favours here and there, and the team really pulled together and made it work.
Where is the place?
So it's down just outside of Hamilton. So yeah, we just cruised down early one morning. We shot the whole thing in one day, which was pretty awesome. It was a great effort from everyone.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, people of Hamilton are so lovely. It looks like a huge budget video, but good old Kiwis, it's not what you know, it's who you know, and we were really spoilt and looked after. Obviously there's the people who own the manor, but there's a guy, Joe, who lent us the cool car for free. I just jumped on Trade Me one morning and looked up cool cars for sale in Hamilton and just reached out to a bunch of people, and he did it pro bono. He's such a legend, just gave him some vinyls, and yeah, so it's just helping each other out, you know.
Gosh, amazing. And before, you kind of mentioned that this is going in a slightly different direction for you guys, sound-wise, a bit more stompy, as you said. How do you feel that your music has progressed, and what has the process behind that changed?
I think we kind of just, like, sort of gelled more together as a band. Like, since we started doing a bit better, there's a bit financial stress is sort of relieved, and we could actually get together and focus on writing and making music together, and naturally everyone's sort of ideas have an opportunity to come out. So early days it was very much myself and Jesse and Johnny were lucky to get a chance, and it was just a laptop in the bedroom and a MIDI keyboard, you know. So yeah, I think it's just like we're all coming together, putting our heads together, and the music is just naturally changing and blooming into something different, which is so good, so mean.
Cool. And the new album, Scatterbrains, out Feb 21st. Feeling nervous, excited, totally don't care anymore?
Of course we're excited. Yeah, we're fizzing. Like, we worked with Joe Farris, who did our Venus 8 Mars album. And, yeah, the quality of production. We're basically just given every song a chance, like the best possible chance ever. So he's amazing. He's really brought songs to life and challenged us. So we're actually really chomping at the bit for this one. We think it's going to go well, but yeah.
Cool.
It's all for listeners, really. But.
And on the horizons, possibly an international tour, maybe? After you've released it?
We're doing this Oz New Zealand tour. That's on the 25th. And as far as for the end of the year, we haven't got any plans solidified, but we're definitely having a close look at the UK again and the US, our first time going over there. So fingers crossed, hopefully everything goes well. And yeah, we can get over there and show everyone in the US what we're made of.
Cool. And I have a very important question. Is a tequila sunrise actually your favourite drink? And if not, what is?
Yeah, well, I had a few too many of those at Rick's birthday the other day, so yeah, it was pretty popular that night.
It's no longer your favourite.
Oh, no, I still love a tequila. If you can tell by our beer bellies, we love a spate. Three of us are from Marlborough, so Pride of the South, mate.
Gold medal sunrise.
Yeah, didn't quite have the same ring to it, did it, that one? But, it's always a go-to, for sure. But I think that sort of, like, the imagery, when you hear those words together, it just creates a whole other thing. So,
cool. And one last question, and I'm really putting you guys on the spot here. Upcoming album, describe it in 3 words. Go. Super on the spot. Did not let you prepare for this.
I think raw, but scattered. And shit, Jess, you can do the last one.
Those are the two easy ones. Unpredictable, there you go.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm excited for it, and I'm sure the listeners are too. Thank you so much for joining me, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks for
us. Good luck on the tour, and I hope everyone keeps on jamming that song.
Awesome. Yeah, cheers,
mate. Cheers.
Thank you.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.